Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about Halloween. Are you curious how you can be a little more organized for Halloween? Would you like to know how you can be eco-friendly and enjoy Halloween? Do you need to know some tips to stay safe this Halloween? Let's begin our month focusing on fall. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode is inspired because Halloween is my favorite holiday. I was getting ready to record and I'm like, I have to go and grab my orange shirt. I have one orange shirt. It's sleeveless, so even though it's fall, I'm wearing my sleeveless shirt. I love Halloween. Halloween brings me joy. I decorate at Christmas and I decorate at Halloween. I have to admit, I put a little, it's not a wreath, it has a black cat and says welcome on our door on September 2nd. And I thought, you know what? I'm putting out my Halloween stuff in September. I don't have any fall harvest type of things. I'm going for it. I saw a funny meme about an announcement that Halloween decorating could begin September 1st. So I thought, I'm going for it. If you're like me and Halloween brings you joy, put out your decoration when you see fit. Today, we're going to talk about ways to declutter, get organized, and be a little green. I love to dress up, see all the kids in their Halloween costumes, and I've been known to trick-or-treat in my adult years, and I love to get dressed up. One of my favorite costumes that I've been in the past is Static Cling, where I take a blanket and I pin socks, t-shirts, underwear, or whatever else is in my drawer. Here are some suggestions on a way to bring some green along with the orange and black this Halloween. First, clear some clutter. Go through all your decorations and costumes. When is the last time that you've done that? I know people who won't go through things for 10, 20, 30 years. It can really add up. Plus, you might have some stuff that's gotten kind of junky. As you're going through all of your items, could you easily clear that clutter? Is there anyone could use costumes that maybe don't fit your children anymore? How about decorations? Lighten your load before the holiday begins. Plan ahead. If you're hosting a party, begin planning as early as you can. Make lists of all the things that need to be done. Even if you aren't planning a party, you'll want to plan time for events like visiting the pumpkin patch or the haunted mansion because they may sell out. Here in North Carolina, about an hour away from Raleigh, is a big haunted mansion. One of the first dates I went on with my husband, Tony, they sell out pretty quickly. Purchase your candy, decide on, and make or purchase your costume, and have your bags for trick-or-treating. Don't wait till the last minute. You'll be overwhelmed. Make it easier to find all those awesome Halloween decorations by keeping them all together. You'll want to wrap any fabric decorations or costumes in plastic bags for extra protection. Even if you don't fill up an entire bin, I recommend keeping just the Halloween items together. Don't forget to put any school events on your calendar. You may also want to add reminders if you have to bake something, for example. I have switched to an electronic calendar and Google reminders are awesome. Be aware of your pets. This could be a hard time for them with the scary costumes and people coming to the door all the time. Please keep your black cats inside. As the owner of two black cats, Antonio and Joey, some people I know want to harm them. We don't let them outside. I also know many shelters don't allow adoptions for black cats around Halloween because of the safety concerns. I love Halloween, but it can be really wasteful. Here are some ways to put a little green in your Halloween. These are my favorite eco-friendly tips. Costumes. Check out consignment thrift shops, and garage sales. You can score some pretty cool stuff at a discount. Raid your own closets. What can you make with what you have? Old costumes are often donated to Goodwill, the Salvation Army. Also check out eBay and Craigslist. It's doubtful that plastic costumes can be recycled. What can you make out of cardboard that can be recycled? Can you do a swap with anyone, especially with families that have kids your age? Post on a site like Nextdoor to see if there are any costumes available or what you're willing to offer. Here's an all-natural, do-it-yourself for face paint instead of buying something that can have harsh chemicals. 1 teaspoon of cornstarch, 1/2 teaspoon of water, 1/2 teaspoon of all-natural diaper rash cream. I know, people say it sounds weird, but it works. And 1 to 2 drops of natural or organic food coloring. Mix that together and create your face paint. Do you keep saying someday you'll declutter? Someday you'll get organized, or someday you'll pursue your dreams, but someday hasn't come? Learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Candy. I love candy. Reese's Cups, and actually Reese's Sticks, which are kind of a cross, I believe, between Kit Kat and Reese's, best candy bar ever, are awesome. But there are alternatives if you don't want to give candy. Most people will probably do candy, so if you'd like to be a little different, perhaps a child will discover something they didn't know that they loved. Here are my suggestions. Organic apples. Check out your local health food store for organic chocolates. If you go to equalexchange.coop.coop/fairtradehalloween, find Fair Trade Organic Chocolate. Roast pumpkin seeds. Bake something. Pinterest is always full of Halloween recipes. Now again, this will depend on your neighborhood. You might not know your neighborhood this well, and people might be a little wary of that, but perhaps you find something that you can share with the neighbors. Granola bars, yogurt-covered raisins, and fruit bites. I recently tried these nothing but the fruit bites that were really good. I'd been off sugar for a while, and they taste really sweet. Decorations. Instead of buying cheap stuff made overseas, what in nature can you find to inspire you? Leaves, pumpkin, pine cones. Have fun with this. You're only limited by your imagination. Eco-friendly trick-or-treat bags. Reuse a paper sack. Use a reusable cloth sack, or like I did growing up, a pillowcase. Have your child decorate a reusable tote bag. Purchase something that you can reuse every year. Last but not least, safety tips. I hope everyone is able to stay safe this Halloween. Put down the electronic devices. Keep your heads up and walk. Don't run across the street. Always walk on sidewalks or paths. If there aren't any sidewalks, walk facing traffic as far to the left as possible. Children should walk on direct routes with the fewest street crossings. Watch for cars that are turning or backing up. Teach children to never dart out into the street or cross between parked cars. Children under 12 should not be alone at night without adult supervision. If they are mature enough to be out without supervision, they should stick to familiar areas that are well lit and trick-or-treat in groups. Decorate costumes and bags with reflective tape or stickers, and if possible, choose light colors. Choose face paint and makeup whenever possible instead of masks, which can obstruct a child's vision. Have kids carry glow sticks or flashlights to help them see and be seen by drivers. Slow down and be especially alert in residential neighborhoods. Children are excited on Halloween and may move in unpredictable ways. Popular trick-or-treating hours are 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., so be especially alert for kids during those hours. Take actions. Plan ahead for any parties, events, or school functions you'll be having for Halloween. Decide on costumes. Can you use any eco-friendly tips? Purchase treats. Declutter and organize all your Halloween decorations, costumes, and anything you put out to celebrate Halloween. Create a safety plan for your children. On our next episode, we are talking about organizing and decluttering those photographs. I gotta have your photographs. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.